You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Well, country come to the city. My wife and I went to an event at the MVP Arena in Albany Saturday night. All right. So we get there and we had planned to park in the garage right behind the thing. It says MVP parking. So it seems like a natural place to go to park. So, you know, I mean, it's a classic case of country come to the city. And my wife was driving, but in all honesty, I would have done the same thing. You know, a real nice gentleman at the booth, the entrance, you know, and they have a fun time. We go in and you ride around. You know what the garages look like. They're from the city, you know, right? You know how to navigate those things. You go around. They got a ramp that goes down. They got one. You're like, do we take this? I don't know. Where does it go? So you just go around. And, we both said the same thing. Like, we've passed that silver car 4 times. And I know the man in the booth put out an emergency radio dispatch to Parking Central. And he said, get somebody up here with some cones. We've got a lady driving around in circles. Because the next time we came around, there he was standing with his two-way radio and cones spread out. So we couldn't keep going. He said, just go up to level 5, please.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
Your morning dose of encouragement. The Cup of Joe Morning Show on the Sound of Life.
There's this woman that was shopping somewhere in the world who got videoed. And because of her, I am boning up on my Bible verses. Because somebody came up to her in the where she was shopping and interrupted her. Boy, did she do a good job. Listen to this.
I'll give you $50 if you could tell me one Bible verse.
Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching in his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Ooh. They will mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Oh, amen. That's $50. Right. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord,
if
man.
If you had one message to the world, what would it be?
Get saved.
Yeah, right.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He is that morning person.
I was watching a movie over the weekend, and it was set in England. So everybody had a jacket on. At all, anytime, everybody, no matter what it was, you know, everybody had a jacket on, but nobody ever zips their jacket or buttons any part of their jacket. It's just always open. Is that like a styling thing? Is that like something that nobody's telling me? I mean, you know, because this morning, it's like cold out. I mean, you know, so I put on my hey, it's cold out jacket, and I zip it up because, I mean, I paid for something that'll keep me warm, or at least it was gifted to me, something that'll keep me warm. And if you leave it unzipped, I mean, a third of the effect, maybe half of the effectiveness is not happening. But I just don't know. Is this guy that got to be? I'm trying to think back. I don't remember when I was in school. Maybe so. Maybe it was like, you know, I'm not zipping. And that I don't. It's got to be a thing. It's got to be an unwritten rule that I don't know about. And I hate that. The fact that I don't know that you're supposed to. I mean, if it's okay, I'll leave it open and then I'll be cold. It's okay.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter. He'll put a smile on your face no matter what side of the bed you got up on.
So today in history, March the 11th, not all that long ago. I mean, for me, it's the 2000s, right? 2002. So England's Plymouth University. I mean, if you're going to be a true university, you got to open up and be able to provide lectures on every subject matter that the student body wants. So, I mean, I'm surprised it took them this long. They became the first school in the world to offer a degree in surfing. And as they got their diploma.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in.
Yeah.
And you just get spit right out of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop!
Uh-huh.
Drop down. Snap. Ah!
Right.
And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted.
Oh,
so pitted like that.
Doctor's degree there.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
Yeah, I was looking at the towns like Chula Vista, McAllen, Laredo, Eagle Pass, Del Rio, El Paso, Tucson, of course. Recognize those. All on the southern border, large numbers of people are responding to the best news ever. The gospel of Jesus. That's what it is. I call it the best news ever. It's an evangelistic tour by Franklin Graham. He said, well, you know, there's a lot of good people out here that are just caught up in the middle of all this stuff, the border stuff, and they have to deal with it. Now, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is reporting a record number of responses to the gospel invitation so far on the tour, surpassing any response the organization has seen in a U.S. outreach. Praise God. That's absolutely amazing. It's called the God Loves You Frontera Tour. And I guess it started in Brownsville, Texas, Chula Vista, right? So what's going on? And as Billy Graham said, he just felt led to be able to do this. He said, turns out people are hungry. They're hurting. They're hungry for truth. And somebody said, it's a breath of fresh air with all kinds of negative news towards, like, Eagle Pass. That's what. That's where Gus was. Breath of fresh air, amen. Man. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.